This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Diana Furtscott-Roth. She's a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute and directs the Institute's Center for Employment Policy. She served as chief economist for President George W. Bush's Department of Labor, and she also served as Bush's chief of staff for his Council of Economic Advisors. We want to get her thoughts on the April job numbers, showing a pretty healthy increase overall in the number of jobs, 244,000. However, the overall unemployment rate ticking up from 8.8% to 9.0%. At the same time, just today, we find out that for the most part, the housing situation in this country is getting worse, if it's changing at all, and some fear a double-dip housing crunch. And Diana, thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be on your show, Greg.
Well, 9.0%, certainly not good. The White House obviously focusing more on the 244,000 jobs created in the month of April. How do you read it?
Yes, well, it's even better news than that, 268,000 private sector jobs. So that's very positive. But it's troubling the unemployment rate is still so high, almost 2 years after the recession ended. The recession ended in January of 2009. And we still have a high unemployment rate, and that's very disturbing. And it's odd the way the numbers moved. You see, economists had expected the labor force participation rate to rise, and therefore increasing the unemployment rate, because with more people moving into the labor force and not all of them having jobs, one would expect the unemployment rate to rise. But the unemployment rate rose without the labor force participation rate going up. And it's probably a statistical glitch, one of those two numbers. So we should see next month the unemployment rate lower, or else the number of jobs created was revised down.
So that is different than some of the explanations we heard. Like you mentioned, normally if more people are entering the market, even if they haven't found a job yet, that unemployment number is going to go up. But you're saying that that is not the factor here. What's the real unemployment rate when you factor in part-time workers who'd like to be full-time and those who have still just given up for the time being?
It's around 16%. And you're right, I heard over and over again on the radio, the TV news, that the unemployment rate has risen because more people have moved into the workforce. That's absolutely false. The labor force participation rate at 64.2% has been steady for the past 4 months. That's the same level as it was in the summer of 1984. It's very troubling that we have seen no sign of more people moving into the labor force.
Diana, you mentioned that you suspected one of those two numbers was a statistical glitch. We won't hold you to it next month, but which one do you think is probably off?
I think probably the number of jobs created will probably be revised down based on the unemployment insurance figures. The initial claims figures came in very high in April, but traditionally, actually, the establishment survey that has numbers of jobs created has been more reliable than the household survey, which is a survey of 60,000 households and tells us the unemployment rate. So to all intents and purposes, the jobs created number is a better number. It's 400,000 firms, but it's revised two more times and then it's benchmarked. So we will get a definite figure for that in another 2 or 3 months.
We're talking with Diana Furtscott-Roth of the Hudson Institute. She served as the chief economist for the Department of Labor in the George W. Bush administration. And Diana, one of the stories we also saw on Friday, and I'll ask you to, if this is verifiable as well, and that's that out of those 244 net jobs, 268,000 private sector jobs created overall in the month of April, tens of thousands apparently came from McDonald's. Is that true? And if so, what do you make of it?
McDonald's announced it had about 61,000 workers. Yes, many of the jobs came from the retail sector, leisure and hospitality, education and healthcare services, particularly healthcare services, which are traditionally lower paying jobs. Then more of them came from professional and business services. What I make of it is that the economy still isn't creating so many well-paying jobs. Furthermore, that people are eating out. They're on budgets. They're eating out at low cost food establishments, and hence the hiring from McDonald's. Any hiring is good. It's always good to be getting a job, but we'd like to see more higher-paying jobs being created also.
Diana, just to follow up, I know you follow the job information extremely closely, but I wanted to get your thoughts also on the reports we're seeing today that we could be headed very much for a double-dip housing recession, with the number of people underwater at least as high, if not more so, than at the very worst points of the mortgage crisis over 2 years ago now. How significant is this, and how bad could it get?
Well, there are other data. This is based on a survey. There are other data that are going to come out in the next week or two, the Case-Shiller Index, and also an index put out by the Housing Department. But it's to be expected when you take away the tax credit that house prices are going to go down. The house prices were artificially propped up by the tax credit and by some other programs the administration had. And there are still large numbers of foreclosures. You see, during a recession, people give up things. They give up eating out. They give up going to movies. The last thing they want to give up is their home. When they give up the home and it's foreclosed on, that's relatively late during a recession. And that keeps the prices of other homes down. Because if you can buy a foreclosed home at about half the price of another home, you're going to buy that one. And that keeps the prices down on homes that are just for sale, that have not been foreclosed upon. So again, it's a troubling development. Until the housing market fully stabilizes, we are not going to see solid growth in the economy.
Last question. You have the president's economic advisors saying that it's clear that things are headed in the right direction. Do you agree with that? Only just a little bit, or maybe a lot slower than we had hoped for? Or is that just rosy analysis on their part?
Well, we have a positive GDP growth. Granted, it was only 1.7% annualized in the first quarter. We have 268,000 jobs created. That is definitely heading in the right direction. But there's a lot more the administration could do. EPA is still talking about taxing carbon. That means that energy-intensive firms are encouraged to locate elsewhere. The National Labor Relations Board is suing Boeing for opening a new plant in South Carolina that's creating thousands of jobs in South Carolina. Why does it have to do that? The plant in Washington State that's producing the Dreamliner is at capacity. Boeing needs to expand. If it expanded in China or India or Mexico, the National Labor Relations Board would not be suing. But it is suing because it's South Carolina. And there are different things the administration could do. It could be encouraging more offshore oil drilling, for example, but the amount of the wells are still idle, even over a year after the oil spill in the Gulf last April.
Like you mentioned, a lot of work left to be done. Diana, as always, we appreciate your time and your insight.
Well, thanks very much for having me on, Greg. It's such an honor being on your show.
Diana Furtscott-Roth is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, where she directs the Institute's Center for Employment Policy. She served as chief economist in the Department of Labor under President George W. Bush and was also chief of staff of the President's Council of Economic Advisors. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.